Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Thursday morning in my Eastern U.S. time zone, the new moon in Gemini will be exact. This year so far has been characterized by a bunch of planets all moving together through the signs. So Aries time was big, and our second eclipse of the spring eclipse season was hugely Aries. I've never seen so much Aries in one chart before. Then everybody moved into Taurus, and we had this really chill Taurus time as spring was blooming in the northern hemisphere. And now everything's moved into Gemini, and we have a very Gemini new moon. Gemini, the mutable air sign, is known for being bright and clever and agile and curious and youthful and here, there, everywhere. And there's this bright, happy sort of energy. And that's real. And it's also true that there are other planets, other aspects, and a fixed star that bring this Gemini new moon into deeper waters, darker territories that can feel inhibiting if we're really into that very active Gemini energy, or instead can add depth and nuance to this lunation. Let's dive in and explore that contrast. This new moon is so very Gemini. We can feel the scintillating sparkles of creative ideas bursting from the triple conjunction of Sun, Moon, and Venus at 16 degrees of Gemini. Mercury, ruler of Gemini, and therefore of this triple conjunction new moon, is also here, in their own house, where thinking is bright and clever and constant. Only 4 degrees from their conjunction with Jupiter, this Mercury has big ideas and lots of them. This new moon offers both luminaries, both benefics, and an agile, clever Mercury. The moon is also well out of bounds. Her declination outside the limits set by the sun. Our feelings are riding high, way out of the box, off the charts. We may feel a need to express ourselves in words, music, images, movement, laughter, something. Yet there is depth here too, and shadow. The middle decan of Gemini, where we find the Sun, Moon, and Venus, is a place where duality is strongly felt and difficult to balance. In his book, 36 Faces, Austin Coppock describes repeating cycles of separation and reunification for this decan. It seems the myriad thoughts potentiated by all this Gemini are not solely bright. There is darkness here too. Note that the new moon and Venus all square Saturn in Pisces. Saturn can put a damper on Gemini's imagination, asking questions about what's realistic, what can actually be achieved, and whether we have the resources we need to do the work. Saturn wants Gemini planets to slow down. That's not always a bad thing. There's a blues song written by B.B. King and recorded by him and many other blues artists. It's called Never Make Your Move Too Soon. This is a song title Saturn can endorse. Like many blues songs, it tells of wins and losses, of the costs of rash decisions, and the benefits of waiting. If you find the mental energy of this Gemini new moon overwhelming, search out your favorite cover of this song and listen. B.B. King, Bonnie Raitt, Joe Bonamassa, and many others have recorded it. B.B. King's is my favorite. Pluto, at 1 degree 50 minutes Aquarius, is in a tight trine with Jupiter and a looser one with Mercury. Here we find the depth of Pluto with the principled long-term planning of Aquarius. Where Saturn asks for responsibility and prudence, Pluto brings in soul, the deep psyche, and bone-deep authenticity. This is a trine, but one that challenges the sometimes superficial focus of Gemini to reach for something deeper, richer, and more enduring. Here, I want to bring in the concept of negative capability, a phrase first used by the romantic poet John Keats, to describe an openness to ambiguity that he felt was essential to the creative process. He described it as being able to stay with, quote, uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason. He felt negative capability was essential to creating works that had nuance, depth, and staying power. This feels Plutonian to me, and very fitting for a new moon conjunct Venus. When an artistic creation embraces ambiguity, does not settle for easy resolutions, and stays committed to process rather than outcome, it reflects negative capability. As one example, Shakespeare's plays endure because they don't offer easy answers or tidy solutions. Instead, they dive into the full range of human experience and embrace it all. poet and Nobel laureate Seamus Heaney, and writer Jorge Luis Borges, who received many literary awards, each wrote about the importance of negative capability in their work. The new moon and Venus are also conjunct the fixed star Regal, which is actually a group of four stars that shines a bluish white in the left foot of the constellation Orion. Regal is said to confer great honor, along with great responsibility. Ptolemy said this star carried the significations of both Jupiter and Saturn. Regal is associated with swift action, rapid progress, and sometimes an equally rapid fall. These associations reinforce the influence of Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto on this lunation. This new moon brings us into some of the most active astrology we'll have this year. During the new moon phase, Saturn's square to the Sun and Venus will be exact, and Mars enters Taurus. Mars leaving Aries for Taurus represents a slowing down of action and a loss of dignity for Mars. Since Mars is the ancient ruler of Scorpio, the sign that opposes Taurus, he doesn't do well here. He also moves into position to square Pluto, a square we're all likely to feel as soon as Mars enters the fixed Earth sign that will become exact on June 11th during the crescent phase of this lunation. We're in a very Gemini time, bringing lots of mental activity that is bright and agile. We're curious, we're easily distracted, it can be tough to focus. The square from the new moon and Venus to Saturn can feel like Dad turned up at the party just as things were really getting fun. The trine from Jupiter to Pluto may feel like that moment at the end of a wild party where things suddenly get serious. We may be left thinking, why can't we have the fun without the consequences? The presence of the fixed star Regal reminds us that riches and rewards carry consequences. You can't separate the two. The concept of negative capability, the capacity to hold contrasting, even conflicting realities without pushing for an easy solution, can be a profound way to explore the potential of this high energy, complex time. Being able to stay present with all of it could open up new creative potentials we didn't even realize were there. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you all of the bright, curious excitement of a new moon in Gemini with Venus right there. I'm also wishing all of us the responsible, thoughtful slowdown that Saturn represents, and the depth and nuance and endurance of Pluto. If we can work with all of these energies together, we have the potential to create something truly amazing. As always, thank you for listening.